Hi, Cameron. My name is Aubrey. I'm the pricing director here for your area. How are we doing today?
Great. Okay. Good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Just waiting for the weekend to roll around. I'm finally going on vacation, so I'm a happy camper.
Oh, nice. Lucky you.
Excellent. Excellent. So Mary sent you on over to me here in order to go over a little bit about how we work, right? How we get you on that first paid listing and, of course, pricing, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we can definitely go into some details here for you just to make sure we select the right package for you, right? Because we can say, you know, $1,000 a month, but what does that mean if it's a package that you have where 75% of the things that are in it, you're not going to be using, right? So
right.
Just to go over a few questions here, I'm going over the notes that she left me here. Now, you are an international business, right? Or is that just one of your businesses?
We are national, not international. National.
Not international, just national. Gotcha. Okay. So you guys have been in business for only 2 weeks? Or is that just one of them that's only been in business for 2 weeks?
2 weeks. No, we've been in business doing the material for over 30 years. But...
Gotcha. Okay. So how long have you run the official business?
Since 2007.
2007. Okay. Moving on 17 years. Not bad. Okay. So what we have here is that we are an SEO company as well as a data analytics company, right? So what we do here is because we are a premier Google partner, what that means is that we have the ability to program you a Google profile that moves up the rankings and onto the first page, right? So what that means for you is that we include your keywords, right? So it doesn't matter if you guys have, you know, do architectural, stoneworking, you know, if you guys happen to touch into things like landscaping, roofing, construction, and things like that, you can add as many of those keywords as you like, as long as they're services that you provide, right? So once these services are typed in, whether it's affordable architecture, whether it's, you know, somebody types in composites, it doesn't matter. Once these are typed in, your business is the one that pops up on that first page, right? So this is how companies are capitalizing on over 90% of these keywords, because these are searches that are done daily. So I'm sure you can see the value in being a part of that, right?
Right, sure. Which we have keywords in our website, embedded in the website that we use. Okay.
Perfect.
Okay, go ahead.
So the great thing there is that because you have a website already and you do have your keywords embedded, not only does that cut down on cost for you, but that allows us to link that website with your Google profile so that when people reach that page, once people reach that map local section, that organic listing section, they'll have your website to look at, which is always something that puts people at ease. They'll have the numbers. They'll have the pictures. They'll have the before and after. They'll have the content to look at so that they know that the legitimacy of this business is something they want to look into, right? So that's what drives calls. That's what gets those leads generated for you. And that's what gets that business making that return on investment. Now, what's included in that, excuse me, is a complete Google local optimization setup. So we don't just throw you on Google and tell you we hope you for the best, right? We make you a complete Google local optimization, right? So we include you in the top 5 directories. So not just Google, but we involve you in Facebook. We get you on Yelp, Bing, and Apple Maps. And we also create your initial content for you for Bing. So that's something that you don't have to worry about doing either. We take care of that for you. Now, we also get you exposure that covers mobile devices. So you're not just looking at iPhones. You're looking at Androids. You're looking at tablets. We cover all of those bases for you. Now, we also target computers. And then we market that towards your peak hours of business throughout the day. So the thing that we do have here, and the beauty of this program is that we don't just stop at Google, right? We want to make sure that you're optimizing on these placements. We want to make sure that you're optimizing on effective ways to increase your leads. So we also run Facebook ads for you. So we include that in your package as well. Now, what that means is the retargeting system that we use. So it's similar to how you'll be talking about, you know, a new movie you wanted to see or a new car you wanted to buy. And then when you open up Facebook, you have that car on your feed, you have that new restaurant on your Facebook feed and your pictures on your stories. So we do that with your Facebook ads. So not only is that a way to maintain a relationship with your customers and prospects, but what that means for you is that if somebody so much as talks about needing anything that has to do with your keywords, if they type in any of your keywords on Yahoo, on Bing, on Google, Facebook is going to create retargeting ads and they're going to see your business on Facebook, which of course will lead them to Google. Type it in, they'll see you pop up there. Boom, you have yourself a person calling in asking for your services. Now, the beauty of the program is that we give you a customized tracking and reporting system. So we're not just leaving you out there blind. We want you to be able to track your success. So we do want you to be able to see the keywords you're listed for, how many clicks you're receiving, phone calls that come in from new clients. And if you wanted to add any keywords, if you wanted to run any promotions, or if you wanted to change any content, you can do that with the assistance of your management team. Does that make sense?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Now, yep. Okay.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Okay. So the just based on the notes that I do have here and just on some of the questions that we had going on here, now in terms of this business here, are you looking to, you know, achieve more leads? Are you looking to get a more steady flow of business?
Well, on the national one, no, but on the five, we have a fireplace mantle business that we want to expand in a local geographic area of Florida. So
gotcha.
So we want to like expand that one more.
Okay, perfect.
Once we've been in business, so a lot of people know us, so it's not really that detrimental. But the mantle, because we started kind of new in the area, so we're trying to get that way. And we have we kind of got SEO'd on our website, and we have someone doing the AdWords for Google Ads, and he's going good so far.
So go ahead.
So for the local area, like what are we talking about? So I can tell the owners, so I can give them their very price.
Absolutely. So the pricing would be set at a flat rate of $249 month to month, right? So that would be your one-stop shop for your meta ads, running the Google placement for you, getting the SEO done for you, getting you listed on the top five directories, and of course making your content for Bing an exposure on mobile and computers. And then a one-time programming fee of $99. So the programming fee is just to make sure we get your listing programmed and moving up that listing and sustained on that first page. And then month-to-month is just $249.
And then you would add, like you would run, I don't know, like things on LinkedIn, like what do you call it? So it's not ads. Yeah, well, kind of ads. Like if they tell you, like if you want to do this, by Yellowstone. You know, I forget what it's called. Like a monthly kind of advertising. Do you do those things?
So we can link a LinkedIn page into the Google profile, but we're not going to run ads on LinkedIn.
It's not like ad, but it's like social media posts I'm thinking about. What kind of thing? Do you do those things?
So again, we're teamed up with Meta as well as Google. So we run Facebook ads for you.
Not the LinkedIn. It's just on Facebook?
Right. So our only partnerships are Google partners and Meta partners. So we can run things on Meta and Google, but, you know, we can't, you know, delve into things like LinkedIn or any directories that don't have a partnership, you know, simply because of, you know, contractual obligations and things like that.
Okay, and then in terms of measuring how many leads are coming, how do we do that? Like ad conversions, I guess they're called, like conversions?
Your call conversions. So that comes with your customized tracking and reporting system. So that's the dashboard that we provide for you. So you can see the keywords that are listed, clicks you're receiving, locations that they're done, and the calls that you receive from new clients. So it kind of allows you to be able to maintain how many calls are coming in to keep track of like revenue and things like that.
It would go into our AdWords account and do all, like if I want like dynamic ad targeting, they can do that. And if I
So AdWords is a separate service. Now you can have them working in tandem together, right? Since you guys already do have that as a process that you're running. So you can have them working in tandem together, but it's not the same as like Google Ads, if that makes sense. Google AdWords is more for, no, go ahead.
Oh, so Google Ads are different than AdWords? Okay, I didn't know that. So what's the difference?
Yeah, so the difference between Google Ads and Google Ads, so they're not the same thing, but they are, right? So it was Google Ads rebranded to AdWords, right? So while we can run Google Ads for you, the reason I was saying they work in tandem versus having them as a whole product is because we do provide Google Ads, right, as one of our packages. But if you already have Google Ads and AdWords running for you, there's no need to add that into your package. So that's what I was trying to say there. It's an extra cost that you don't need because you already have that running.
Well, we have the AdWords, but the Google Ads, I don't understand what's the difference.
So the Google AdWords is the platform that you use in order to, sub up Google Ads, right? So.
Okay.
Yeah. So since you said you guys have Google AdWords running, right? You guys have somebody that's working on that, correct?
Yes. Right.
Okay. So okay. What I was trying to say was that you wouldn't need Google AdWords for our product, right? Because that would be an extra expense for you because we do provide Google Ads as one of our services. But if you already have that running, we wouldn't. Okay.
How much would that be if I want you guys to do the Google Ads?
Oh, okay. So the Google Ads, let me go ahead and pull that up here for you because we do have the discounted pricing going on for you here. So the pricing for our going rate will be different for what we're providing for you here. Okay, so give me just a second to go ahead and update that for you.
What's the name of your company?
We are Local Splash.
Okay. I don't think we have heard about it. How long are you guys in business?
We've been in business for 20 years now, coming up in December. Yes, sir.
Plus. Wow. Okay.
Yes, sir. Now, so I can actually go ahead and send that page over to you here just to give you a good look there, right? It'll give you a physical thing to look at. You'll be able to see our Google Certified Partnership Seal of Approval. You'll also be able to see our A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, as well as the services that we do provide. It'll give you a step-by-step on how we go from, getting you on board to getting your ads running or to get your listing running for you, get your Facebook ads running for you. You'll see the 10,000-plus businesses that do trust our marketing. And then, of course, you'll see the pricing at the bottom. So the pricing that you'll see there, have you received that SMS?
This is a landline. This is not a...
Okay. So I'll send that over via email for you.
Yeah. I don't know why people think that this... Everybody is... Like, they call my phone or our office on anything, it gets text. Landlines usually don't take text. But I don't know. Maybe we need to update our phones. I don't know if the new phones, they get text, I guess.
Some do. Some home phones and landlines, they do have the ability to take on text messages now. But then a lot of those companies just... I'm sorry?
This is an office phone. So it's not a home phone.
But gotcha.
We don't get text on this. Okay, so do you guys charge by geographic location? Like, is it going to be... If it's only Florida, is it a different price than if I want to do, let's say, like the whole East Coast? Like, how does that work?
Well, it would not be. Yeah, so it would not be. So because we do have this particular business, right, listed as the business that we would be using if you were to go ahead and begin running the Google profile, the price would be still $249, right? So if you took this business and moved it to New York, right, and you wanted to run your ads over there,
yes,
it would still be $249. Right. If you wanted to run it in New York, if you wanted to run it in Maine, North Carolina, South Carolina, all the way down to Florida, it would still be that $249. Now, in terms of the Google ads, the base starting point for that would just be $300 more. Right. So if you wanted us to, do the basic, getting the Google business profile, doing the ads for you on Facebook, getting the directory submissions, and you wanted to add Google adds on to that, so instead of $249, it would be $549.
So Google Ads, let me understand. So Google Ads is when you go on Google and let's say you're looking for fireplace mantle, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the way that I understand it, like when, if you're in the geographic area, let's say in Florida, for instance, somebody do fireplace mantle, then based on the AdWords that we have, like our name will come up in the local area, right? Like we have created this ad, like if you're looking for fireplace mantle, colza, or stone, for instance, right? So how is that different from Google Ads? Is it like Google is going to run a different kind of ads than our AdWord ads?
No, so Google Ads would impart your Google AdWords. So Google AdWords are basically like keywords for Google Ads, right? Because when you move into Google Ads, that's when you start looking at things like pay per click and things like that.
Uh-huh. Right. Okay. That's AdWords, Google AdWords.
Correct.
So your Google Ads are just in Facebook. They're not in Google website itself.
No, so our Google Ads will run on Facebook as well because that would be a part of your Google business profile, right? So our main thing here is to get you on the Google first page with a map, local map section and organic listing, right? So if you're running Google Ads with that as well, we use the AdWords, which are basically just your keywords, for the Google Ads as well. So we connect everything for you. So we even link your business Facebook page to that Google business profile.
That's interesting. Okay. So we really want to develop our fireplace mantle website, like business. So, and you're saying like you can put us on the first page, like the moment they're looking for our business type, I guess, is by search words, right? Like somebody
Correct.
Is looking for fireplace mm-hmm. mantles. Fireplace. Like we give you a list of words that defines our business, and that's how you get us listed on the first page.
Correct.
And how can
first
page?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that? Sorry about that.
Yes. How would you guarantee that we'll come up on the first page if they look for us for our business?
Gotcha.
Based on my understanding, they. If somebody has a bigger budget, let's say like Home Depot, for instance,
mm-hmm.
they have a bigger budget than we do for advertising, then them and somebody else like comes up first than our ads. You see what I mean? So how would you, I guess, guarantee that we come like before even like Home Depot? Because right now,
exactly.
if we do a search, like our business, mm-hmm. like, are probably like on the second page because there's Lowe's, there's Home Depot, and there's another mantle trader or something that they do a lot of business, and I heard they spend about $12,000 a month on advertising. So
mm-hmm.
those people come up. So, which we don't have that budget, not even near that. But so how would you go over them for us to be listed first on the page or on the first page, yeah. not first?
So it all comes down to, again, programming, right? So, again, we are premier Google partners. There are 180,000 SEO companies in the nation. There are only 40 that have a Google partnership seal of approval, right? And we're one of those. So the reason we have been in business for 20 years, the reason we have 10,000 businesses that trust our marketing is because the promises that we make are to get you ahead of your competitors, right? So get you on that first page placement. Make sure that anytime somebody types in those keywords, you're one of those businesses that pop up on that first page. Now, one thing we do take pride in here is even when once we do get you in and we close out that category, right? It doesn't matter if somebody calls us and says, we'll offer you $10,000, let's get us in there. We're not going to do it, right? Because we already have you listed up there. We already are working your Google business profile for you, and we've closed out that category, right? So,
what category do you have us there? I'm just curious. Whole phone call.
Yeah, so this would be, as you stated, for the fireplace and mantle, correct? So that would be, so we closed out that entire category. Now, if you wanted to add stone architectural composites as well, we'd be closing out that category for anybody who's in your area as well. But that's a national business, so it doesn't really seem like you guys even need that for that one. But
so you have a category for fireplace mantle business, and I'm going to be the only one?
Correct. So they'll be the only one we'd be dealing with. Yes, sir.
Oh, interesting. Okay. That's a good thing. So you're not going to have like mantle traders cannot come to you and say, please help us bring us on the first page.
Exactly. Because we'd already have you placed there. We wouldn't be able to work with them as well.
Okay, got it. All right. Okay. Okay, so if you're going to bring me on the first page, why would I need Google AdWords?
So Google AdWords is more for like if you want to reach outside of the bounds of your particular area. So let's say your reach goes as far as 500 miles, right? And you want people... Because you have the availability, the equipment, the manpower to move beyond that border, right? Google AdWords is more for you to advertise outside of your regular range. So if you wanted to see people who are, in a different state, if you wanted people who see you who are in 5, 6, 7 cities over, Google AdWords is what pushes that out there for you.
So what pushes who? So what makes us in our local area, I guess? In Tampa, let's say in Tampa area. So in Tampa, because we look for people in Tampa that they can come and get our services, but we were thinking, well, Florida is not as hot of a market for fireplace mantles.
Right.
As it's York.
Right.
So, and based on what I understand from what you said, is that it doesn't matter whether we do it in Florida or New York, it's the same thing. Like, if somebody looks for our business, let's say in New York, we'll be on the first page as well, even though we're in Florida.
Correct, but that's only if you're advertising out that far. Like, if you're going if your distance is going from Florida all the way to New York, then that's when you would want to run things like Google Ads, Google Guarantee, and things like that, because that reaches outside of your particular jurisdiction, right? So you're outside of that range that you usually take.
I was under the impression that Google Ads is only for local areas. So are we doing the wrong marketing? Like, in our ads?
So people in Florida and Tampa will also see your ads, right? But so Google Ads is for if you want to extend that reach. So people in your local area will still see the Google Ads, but then you'll have people who are outside of that seeing those Google Ads as well when you're running them.
Wow, this is so confusing. So if I wasn't running any Google Ads, but I just had a website, and people were looking for fireplace mantles, would they find me?
They would not, right? So you're talking about not running Google Ads, right? Just to make sure I don't want to confuse you. Okay, if you're not running Google Ads, right, you don't have any form of, SEO content, whether it's made by self or you're using a third party, people won't be able to find your business unless they know the name of the business, right? So that's where those... Yes.
If I SEO, but I don't do AdWords, what about then?
So if you do SEO but not AdWords, we'd be going as far as your range will take you, right? So if you wanted that 500-mile radius, that's what we can set for you, right? So anybody within that radius will be able to pick up on your business just by using the keywords, mantle, fireplace, you know, any keywords that go along with that, right, without having to know the name of your business.
Uh-huh. And I don't need AdWords for that, as long as my website is SEO'd for that, for the 500 miles.
Correct, right? So you'd only need AdWords if you're looking to extend or expand beyond that, because that's when you want to reach eyes of people who aren't in your local area.
Well, so we're doing the wrong thing now. So if we would have had, if we would have SEO'd our website for local area, we would have saved more money than running AdWords for the local area.
Exactly. Yes, sir. Because the AdWords are for expanding, right? That area that you're already in versus running the AdWords to have local people find you. That's what SEO is for.
Oh, I see. Okay. So for local area, I need to SEO, not AdWords.
Correct.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, down the line, once you're making a whole lot of return, once you're getting that profit in, if you wanted to then be seen by people outside of your local area, then you would run those AdWords, you know, because that comes from people who, so for instance, one of the construction clients that I have under me, right, he started out as a small business. He wanted a small area in Texas, about 100 miles, and we set that up for him. Now, once he started getting the return on his investment, he wanted to expand out into Charleston, into Houston, into Dallas, in those areas. So then we got him on the AdWords so that it could expand outside that area, and then he became a medium business, and now he's national. So it all comes down to, like, the order of operation.
So you SEO'd his website first.
Correct.
And then once he began to grow in his local area, then you added AdWords to expand outside his area.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So we've been doing this wrong. Well, I'm glad you
necessarily wrong, just, you know, a little bit out of order, that's all.
No, but, you know, we have a capability of producing a lot of mantles. And we don't see a lot of action right now because we should be doing, I don't know, like 20, 25, 30 mantles a month. Because I think because of the homes in the area, even though it's Florida, but like in mid-Florida, it gets cold in the winter. And a lot of single family homes, they have fireplace mantles, even if they use it like 1 month out of the year.
Right.
But you see like a nice furniture, and there's a lot of single family homes, and most of them have, and since the prices have increased, they have fireplaces that they need to update, because now the $150,000 to $200,000 home is worth $700,000 to $800,000.
Right.
So they want something nice, and in those years, in those times, there were nice fireplace mantles like what we offer. So they want to upgrade, make their house nice, all that. And I think there's a big business here. So, but we're
absolutely
not getting,
I mean, even just, yeah, so even just typing in just a couple of your keywords, right? Fireplace mantle. There have been over 3,000 searches done in just the last 30 days. So there's business there for you. We just have to get that right motion of advertising in order to get those eyes on you.
How many fireplace mantles?
Over 3,000. So you're looking at 3,112.
If we get like even, I don't know, like 10, not even, like even, yeah, like 30 of them, that would be awesome.
Exactly. Right. Even 10% is like, beyond return on investment. That's just all butter at that moment. It's just all profit for you.
But 1% of all those, not even 10%, 1%.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the thing that we push for here for you, right? So, and it's all organic, right? We don't just want to throw you out there and hope you do well, right? We want everything to be organic.
A lot of people have called us and they try to do some, but it's not working. Like, they're like, oh, this is so frustrating. It's like, if there's like all these people looking for fireplace method, they should see us. We should come up first, especially in Tampa Bay area. But then when I do a search, like we are like on the third page because of Home Depot and Lowe's and this other guy, Mental Traders or something.
Exactly. And we're trying to get you into that mix, right? In front of all the competitors that like Just Grilling, Outdoor Living, Easy Fire Pits, we're getting you ahead of these people on that first page placement. And even when it comes to places like Home Depot, right? There are a lot of people who don't like going to Home Depot. It's very corporate, you know, it's very in your face with a lot of things that have to do with home improvement. So a lot of people are looking for that guy that has that company that they can go to, that, you know, the people that have a crew that they can send out versus the corporate thing, right? So that's why a lot of people, even in different areas of business, right, whether it's, you know, landscaping, whether it's roofing, whether it's anything in those other categories, that's why they use SEO, right? Because once they get up there, people see, oh, this is a regular person who owns a business, who has a crew, who does this work versus, you know, oh, it's just some store in the middle of, you know what I mean? In the middle of our city. That's just, it's very corporate, right? People like to feel more in tune and more related to people who are, you know, more like them than just a corporate building.
It's so crazy. I just did another thing for fireplaces. I mean, we don't come up. It's weird. Like, I'm on the fourth page right now. Insane.
Right. Right. And, you know, a lot of people don't like going past page two, right? I mean, it's like, even myself, if I'm looking for food or movies or anything like that, I'm looking at whoever's on that first page. It's a lot to go to the second. It's a lot to go to the third. So this is why we want to make sure that we get you moved up into the first page.
Okay. All right, so I guess we need to SEO and then do the AdWords. So maybe we should stop the AdWords and do the SEO first.
Definitely. Right. Now, that doesn't mean, you know, cancel out your AdWords entirely. You know what I mean? If there's like a pause feature or anything like that, you're going to want to keep that around, you know, without having to pay for it. So that...
So let's get this. Let's see how much of these 3,000 hits we get.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's interesting. Okay. So how do we go forward?
Absolutely. So the first step, we do want to make sure that all of the business information is correct, right? So if there's an LLC at the end of things, if we, you know, the proper location address and things like that. So let me go ahead and pull that up for you here really quick, and we can go ahead and get that first step out of the way for you, okay?
Okay.
Oh,
forgive me. The owner is exactly what I learned today, so they get an idea. But it looks pretty interesting. So I just looked your guys up too on Local Splash. So did you send me an email by any chance?
Did I send an email? Let me see here. No, we didn't get your email address yet, so I haven't been able to send over like the Google verification and stuff, but that comes with the information that we're going to go ahead and fill in for you today. So give me one second here. Let's see. Okay, perfect.
In that thing I told you, our ad came up as a sponsored ad. Like the first one, but I don't know if this is real because they know I'm online and they're showing me.
Right. Sometimes it's like for instance, when I go to type in a place that I frequent, if I go and type in just a food that comes from that place, they're going to pop up on that Google Guarantee sponsored area because I frequent them so often. So what you're seeing there comes down to just like IP and things like that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. If it works, why not?
Right. If it makes money, it makes sense. It can't go wrong.
I don't have a problem, but it's just we spend so much money and nothing comes back. We're like, oh my God, this is just so frustrating. There's all this business. And some people come and they want us to do ads in their magazines. I'm like, magazines? Who looks at
magazines? Wow.
Yeah. like $2,000. I'm like, $2,000 for a magazine? Like, if somebody wants a fireplace mantle, they're going to say, wait a minute, where did I put my magazine that I saw?
Right.
They're just going to go to Google and look for fireplaces.
So exactly.
Like, print is not for us. And they charge so much money.
It's a lot. It's a lot out there, especially for if you were to go directly to, you know, Google. I'm not sure if you've ever looked into that, but Google will refer you to one of the subsidiaries, right? So let's say you wanted to just run something simple, like just some Google ads, right? You'd be looking at $3,000 to $4,000 a month just to have them do it directly, right?
Wow.
That's absurd. Especially if you're looking for returns on investment, that's a lot of money that you have to wade through just to get to that breaking even point. So that's why they have Google Partners. We make it a little easier for you. We make it more accessible and certainly more affordable while doing all the same things.
But how do you become a preferred member or partner?
So to become a partner with Google Premier, there's a very strict set of policies that you have to follow for Google. So this is why there's only 40 that are Google partners out of 184,000 other SEO companies, because we adhere to these strict policies, right? This is how we're able to program. This is how we're able to offer, you know, the services that we have under Google's partnership. And that's something you can't fake. Right? So you can't just paste the Google certification on your web page and think that Google's not going to find out. They have very strict policies. So once they have acknowledgement of those policies, once they have knowledge of the business, once they see that it's working and it works for you, it works for us, and it works for them, we get the stamp of approval.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. And can I ask a question?
Absolutely.
With our review, I don't know how good you are with Google, but somebody left us a review on Google, and I don't see it, but they showed me that they put a review for us. But no matter how much I try to see it, it doesn't come up. So I'm not sure who do I say, like, why isn't this coming up? Do you know?
Yeah, we don't particularly have that issue when it comes to, you know, reviews. If somebody leaves a review, it's going to be there, right? Because of course, we want everybody to see the organicism of any particular business. But if they said that they left a review, did they leave it anonymously?
No, they put their name in, and it just doesn't come up. I don't understand. Like, they showed me that name is there, they gave us like 5-star, blah, blah, but it doesn't, like, no matter how many, and they've done it 2 weeks ago. It should not take this much.
Okay, so that's something we can see if we can just help alleviate for you, because again, we don't see any bad reviews for you, so I'm hoping it's not a negative review. But
there was one with a crazy client. And then, we responded back. But then I asked my – because then that kind of brought our rating down to, 3.7. We're up to, 5-star. Mm-hmm. This one client, had – it wasn't even our fault. The people didn't install their mantle right, so it got damaged, and they blamed us. They called us, and they say, you cut your mantle wrong. It doesn't sit right on the wall. And we're like, well, our mantles come out of a perfect mold. We don't cut things. And the problem was that their wall was not done nicely, so it was kind of wavy. So
wow.
When we put our really flat mantle against the wall, there's some gap. And we're like, well, that's not our fault. It's just your wall. Whoever you paid didn't do your wall correctly. And then they did some installation things that it didn't make it nice. So they said, okay, you need to send us half an inch of material. I'm like, we don't make filler or half an inch material. It just You know, like, that's not how you fix it. You fix your wall, or there are ways like you can fill the holes. But anyway, so because of that, we got a bad rap, and we're like, well, we didn't do anything. You ordered the mantle. It came okay. It was perfect measurements. It wasn't broken, and it comes out of a mold, so we don't cut things. So
right.
Anyways, just that brought our review down. I mean, we've been doing mantles for over, like I told you, like 20 years, and we never had any bad reviews on this lady. But back to my other client, I said, would you please leave me a good review and all that kind of stuff. So one of them left the review, but it doesn't show anything. I'm like, but her review is there, but the other one is not. So I'm not sure who I tell that they aren't you showing this review.
Gotcha. So that's definitely something we can look into getting fixed for you, because when we do go to create your Google business profile, we do what's called an NAPW clean. So what that is just, you know, name, address, phone number, website. We want to make sure that, you know, there's no duplicates, right? Because there are some people who have, which we've actually had to fix for them, where there's another business that uses their name, has it in a different location, has a different phone number, has different keywords and things like that. So we want to make sure that, you know, and even so much as reviews that get tied in with this other company versus the actual company. So we do a cleanup, right? We make sure all the things that are not part of your business are completely eradicated. And we make sure that all of the, you know, things like reviews, things like your links, things like your website, things like your location, phone number, and things like that are corrected. So we do contact Google on your behalf for certain things, so we can make sure that we get that alleviated for you for sure. Now, in terms of the business name, you said that's Zoho Stone Fireplace Mantles LLC. There's an LLC at the end of that?
Well, in Google, this is our doing business as.
Mm-hmm.
So our actual thing is Zoho Stone Architectural Composites, right? But okay. We put those dismantles doing business as in Google fireplace mantle. So fireplace mantle is kind of there on Google Maps. So when they look for, let's say, like fireplaces, then those on fireplace mantles come up. So I want to keep that. Even like for billing purposes, it's those on Architectural Composites LLC.
Okay. Gotcha.
But patient here is, on Google, we say we are Zoho Stone Fireplace Mantles.
Okay. All right, perfect. So no LLC at the end of the fireplace mantles. Gotcha. Okay. And then what's the business location, the address?
39340 U.S. Highway 19 North. And that's in Tarpon Springs, Florida,
34689. Okay, so 39340 U.S. Highway 19 North, Tarpon Springs. Perfect. Now, I do have your first name here, Cameron. What's the last name?
Stone, S-T-O-N-E.
Gotcha. Oh, okay. So the business matches up with your last name. That's awesome.
So they think I'm a partner, but I'm not. I'm a business manager here.
Gotcha. Okay, perfect. And then what's a good email for you? Because I'll have to send over your Google verifications. So basically what that is just, you know, sending in pictures of equipment and things like that.
It's sales@zohostone.com.
sales@zohostone.com. Okay, perfect. So I'm going to go ahead and send over the Google verification for you here really quick. You don't need to worry about it at the moment. It's something that we'll go over with you and things like that as the steps proceed for you. But make sure, you know, just to make sure that you received it here, just let me know when you see that there. It'll be from Local Splash.
It went to our spam. Is it sales, S-A-L-E-S, right?
Yes, sir. S-A-L-E-S at ZOHOSTONE.com.
Yep. Nothing yet.
Try typing in local splash in the search and see if it filters it for you.
Yeah. Google profile. Okay, so what do I do? Access your dashboard?
So yeah, you don't have to worry about that now. I wanted to make sure that you received it, made sure I have the right email. But this is what you're going to use. So taking pictures of your tools and equipment, work vehicle and license plate. If your business, particular business, requires license and insurance, we would ask for that. If not, you don't have to worry about that. Business cards, business registration, invoice, and workplace. Okay. So these would be the things that we list on your Google profile, you know, so people can see, you know, that you have equipment, you know, the work that you do and things like that. They would not see your business registration or anything like that, so you don't have to worry about the bottom three. But, so we make sure that they see your, you know, you're a legitimate business pretty much.
And now we have a showroom here, so we have, like, fireplace map. I mean, if you go to Google Map, I guess, and you click on our website.
Mm-hmm.
ExosonFireMantles.com, that's the website we use. Like their pictures of the office and stuff.
Okay, perfect, perfect. And then, of course, we're going to link that website to your Google profile as well. So that all falls into place there. Oh, that's a beautiful website, too, by the way. It actually caught my eye a little bit.
Oh, good, okay.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Which website you're on?
ZohoStoneFireplaceMantles.com? Is that the right one?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect, perfect. And then the security question we're going to create for you here, it's an added layer of protection here because we do have you on a discounted pre-agreement. We want to make sure that you have an extra layer of protection because with visibility, of course, comes other third-party people who are not related to local splash. So we create you a security code so you know that the call is coming from us, okay?
Oh, okay.
All right, so you have three questions to choose from here. Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet name?
Oh, first pet name.
Okay, perfect. And then can you spell the pet name for me for the answer?
Whiskey. I think you know how to spell that.
Nice. Must have been a beautiful shade of golden brown.
Yeah, it was. I got run over by a car, unfortunately.
Oh, sorry to hear that. I had a similar experience, but she didn't, you know, have to be buried or anything, thank goodness, but she broke both
somebody
of her front legs.
Maybe somebody ate it. I don't know, but that's what I
told me. I'm definitely sorry to hear that.
Even, you know.
Yeah. All right, excellent.
People's pets. Yeah.
It's something out there for sure. Okay, now the for the payment method, do you use the same address as the business, or is it a different address?
Before we go for, I have the owner's signature on this, so I will. They're going to come. They're out today on a meeting, so I have to meet with them tomorrow. But if you have something, you can send to me so I can show it to them and then go over all the things that we discussed with the prices.
Mm-hmm.
You said we're going to do the SEO thing, and right?
Mm-hmm. Correct. Mm-hmm.
We're going to do the SEO, try to expand it here locally, and then we'll go full on AdWords to expand outside our geographic area.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And then our local area, how many miles do you consider local area?
So you can go up to, let's see here, for Tampa, expand that here. So you can go up to 200 miles.
Because I have like anywhere from Palm Beach to Gainesville. And all this
as a radius.
As mm-hmm. a radius on both coasts.
Yes, sir.
So is that, that's 200, I guess, right?
It's about 182, 183. So you have about 17 extra miles to play with.
So above Gainesville, I guess. Okay, that's fine. So anything from Gainesville? So, and then, well, Palm Beach is higher. How about on the West Coast, we like to go from Naples up.
Okay.
I don't know if that would work. Miami area, but Naples is kind of further south than Palm Beach. I don't know how we can add Naples and, like, from Naples all the way up. We can do, like, Naples all the way up to, I don't know, like, Pasco County, and then go towards north, I think. I don't know if we can build it that way.
Okay, yeah, so everything is based on a radius here. So if you guys wanted to expand like another 50 miles on that radius, if that happens to reach where you're talking about there, we can finagle some things for you there for sure. But mostly works off of a radius. So there's a center point and then, you know, 200 mile radius.
So maybe we have to bring the center point a bit further down so that it grabs Naples as well.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, that's a little more active and streamlined than trying to create a new border. So that works out for sure.
So we can see like Bradenton area. Can put that the center point there and then move up.
All right. Perfect. So we do have that set here. So you make sure I sent over. Yep. Google verification. Perfect. Is there any way to get the owner on the phone, or did you want to just wait until tomorrow morning?
Yeah, they kind of went to a meeting, and then from there they're going to go home. But they will be here in the morning, so I can talk to them again because they're going to Orlando around noontime.
Okay, perfect.
So the price will be what now? What are we talking about?
Yep, so it's $249 month to month, one-time programming fee of $99. So the initial would be $348, and then it would be $249 month to month.
And this is the SEO. You're going to do the SEO on the website.
Correct.
But not the AdWords.
Correct.
And then you're going to run Google Ads as well, right?
So we'll get the Google placement. Remember, Google Ads works with Google AdWords.
Right. Okay, so you're going to put maps, what?
So it'd be the local maps. It'd be the organic listing first page. And then we'd have the directory submissions. So Bing, Apple Maps, Yelp, and Facebook. And then we would run Facebook ads for you.
So we come on the first page, 200-mile radius. That's what you said. Mm-hmm. That's what you did.
Correct.
Okay, and then this would be one of these pay-per-click kind of ads, or it's going to be a different kind of ad?
Google Ads. Yeah, Google Ads itself is pay-per-click. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but then, like, when we come up first on the page, what comes up? Like just the name of our business?
So it'd be the name of the business, the website, the phone number, your reviews, your service options, your hours of operation. And then, of course, you know, if you wanted to add any more pictures, we do have the pictures, two pictures. So map picture and then, of course, either the business building or, you know, work that you've done. And then, of course, you'd have your questions and answers for people who go online and they ask some questions and you happen to answer them. Those will be posted for you as well. And then we link your Facebook page to it as well. So you see that at the bottom. And then there'd be a description of your business.
I guess our Facebook page is Zoho Stone. I think they want the owners. Let me see what we have under their Facebook. I think he manages. Yes, there's a Zoson Architectural Composites Facebook page.
Perfect. I'm actually looking over that right now. This is immaculate. This is really nice.
So we have a company that runs all this, like, advertising. Well, not advertising, but social media things on Google.
Gotcha. They do an excellent job. Yeah, this mixed with the ads running on here. Oh, my goodness. Fantastic.
So I got them to promote our architectural business.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to really grow our fireplace mantle existence in the Tampa Bay area. Because the other thing is more national. So it's no.
Like
we don't want to put emphasis on that as long as we have some visibility out there. So we use the hashtags and all these social media posts. But right now, there's new idea is they want to expand and blow up the fireplace mantle where we have from whatever we have up to 30, 40 mantles orders a month, which is a
gotcha.
Lot. You know, right now we're getting maybe 5 orders or 6 orders, but we want to really go out a big, because as you said, there's 3,000 searches and we ship nationwide. So we should be able to get the 1%.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
With your help.
Okay.
You know, bridge the owners to go with you guys.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. Is this a month thing or is it like a yearly contract? They're going to ask me about that.
Yeah, it is month to month. Now we do have, you know, packages for when you guys are looking to grow beyond just like that particular area that we were discussing today, where you can sign in for 3 months, 6 months, or 12 months.
Yeah, I'm sure if your system works and they get a lot of business here, then they will, they go.
Absolutely. And those packages save even more money, right? So, you know, one of our 6 month packages is $1,300 up front, and then we run that for 6 months. So, you know, 6 months, $1,300, that still gets you the Facebook ads, that still gets us running your Google business profile page, that still gets the Google ads once you guys are ready for that particular package, and just, you know, all for $1,300.
Wow. What's your first name, sir?
My name is Aubrey.
Hey, Aubrey, a quick question.
Absolutely.
I'm asking about this, the architectural composites thing.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're not an expert, okay, but let's say there are two products that are, like, on the rain screen, there's something called glass fiber reinforced concrete, right? Like, they do, like, the facade building, like, they make with stone. Like, that's called the rain screen. So, there's a GFRC that is glass fiber reinforced concrete that is very popular in the whole world, and everybody like wants, it's lighter than concrete, so because of the fiberglass. Now we have this other product called Fortan MG, which is basically gypsum based material that is much lighter, right? That is much better than the GFRC. So my question is there something that you guys can do so that on the internet, if somebody goes and searches for GFRC, kind of like, or cladding, like our company comes up so they can research our product and instead of going with GFRC, they come to us for our material, our gypsum material.
Yeah, so that would just be one of the keywords that you would add in, right? Especially if you guys are one of the only people that use that material. Anytime somebody types in that material, you guys are like, you're just going to be the first people there because nobody else will have those keywords.
No, but the GFRC is used everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's a kind of thing. But the Fortan MG, not too many people know about it because, you know, the Precast Institute always pushes the concrete and cement. So we don't have a huge budget to go at them.
Okay. So you would. Mm-hmm. So what you would want to do here is play a little bit of strategical chess, right? So you would want to add both materials as keywords, right? So that once somebody types in the other one, you're still going to pop up. They can call you, and you guys can go over, you know what I mean, the difference between them and how this one works better than that one, and then they'll be able to make that decision.